Palestinians mark the anniversary of the signing of the Balfour Declaration by holding sit-ins outside the United Nations headquarters in Gaza and the West Bank. The Balfour Declaration was a letter written by then British Foreign Secretary Arthur James Balfour to the Zionist leader Lord Rothschild in 1917. The letter soon became a catalyst, which led to a mass immigration of Jews from all around the world to their so-called promised land, the land of Palestine.
This is the declaration that give the right or give the explanation for the Israelis to occupy Palestine, and all the Palestinian suffering is coming from this declaration.
The Balfour Declaration is considered to be the first step towards the creation of Israel, as it was the first official endorsement by that time's world power. Palestinians state that the Balfour Declaration paved the way for the creation of Israel at the expense of displacing Palestinians from their homeland, and it led to mass ethnic cleansing. However, they said they would not give up their right to return to their homeland. I spoke to Palestinian refugees in Aida refugee camp in Bethlehem, who explained to me that the Balfour Declaration led to the 1948 Nakba, or catastrophe, when Israelis forced 400,000 Palestinians to flee from their homes.
They occupied our village and all of Palestine, called now Israel, 1948. They totally demolished our village and dismissed all the families, all the people, all the kids from their original village, and occupied our village. So this happened in the past, but we are now remember our massacre having in the past, and we are talking about now the Balfour Declaration. It was very, very sadness memory.
Nell Burden reporting for Press TV, Occupied Bethlehem.